Welcome back. So as you all know, there are dozens of pollsters in this country. They're fake. Polls are fake. They love asking questions about political horse races. Who will you vote for in the next election? How do you feel about the war in Ukraine? Do you think America should really have a border? None of the stuff that we're really talking about at our kitchen table. And that's why what none of these pollsters are asking about is something that's happening all around us, not even quietly. The massive impact that this bioweapon is having on our lives. Gallup isn't asking whether people are experiencing severe side effects from the heart attack shots. Siena Polls isn't asking if someone they know got hospitalized after a Pfizer jab. USA Today isn't asking if people know anyone who died suddenly after a Moderna injection. No. And nobody's asking this because they're worried about what the results would show. For pollsters, just like the press and just like these fake politicians, it's all about shaping narratives. They release polls that favor the narratives that they want to spread. And if that narrative is a bad one, they don't spread it. And so none of the pollsters want to ask questions about COVID and what's really happening because every powerful organization in America is working together to defend these shots and prevent accountability for what they've done. They'll fail. But that's the goal. Well, fortunately, we have Rasmussen, one of the only pollsters actually willing to investigate this topic. And in one of their recent polls, Rasmussen surveyed 1,000 American adults about COVID shots. They found that among the unvaccinated, 45% personally knew people that they thought may have been killed by a COVID shot. 45%. Now, here's what's even more wild. Even among those who were vaccinated, 22% admit that they thought someone that they knew was killed by a COVID shot. 46% of vaccinated respondents admitted that they were very or somewhat worried about major side effects from the jab. 49% of respondents, including 38% of the vaccinated, believe that COVID-19 shots are causing a significant number of otherwise unexplained deaths. This is a huge deal. Despite a total sweeping propaganda campaign, millions of people are observing what's happening around the world and to them, and they are putting two and two together. People haven't just seen famous athletes die suddenly. No, they've seen their own family members and loved ones and neighbors and friends have abrupt declines in health or die out of the blue from a heart attack or strokes or pervasive blood and white fibrous clots. People are putting two and two together, and when they get polled, they're saying so. And so that, of course, is why only Rasmussen is asking this question. Because if too many questions get asked, there'd be a revolution in this country, which may be our only solution, and may be exactly what needs to happen.
The FDA released the first round of thousands of pages of data submitted by Pfizer for review of their COVID-19 vaccine.
It's the 5.3.6 post-marketing analysis of the adverse events in which they outlined that 83% of all pregnant women who got vaccinated ended up with a dead baby. They had 270 pregnancies. They could not account for what happened to 238 of those pregnancies. In the remaining pregnancies resulted in a dead baby. And they only had one normal outcome.
And originally the documents were going to take 55 years to be released, but because of a court order, we'll get all of the documents by year's end.
Thank you for the floor, Mr. President. Honorable National Assembly, in January this year, something happened that has not happened for decades. The birth rate fell by 20% compared to the same period last year. Chobo Getort, researcher at the KRTK Institute of Economics, points out that this drastic decline came just 9 months after the COVID mass vaccinations began in Hungary.
One-third of the entire world population was infected. There are several very interesting things about the Spanish flu. First of all, it didn't start in Spain. Secondly, it wasn't a flu. There's more. But let's start with these two, shall we? If it didn't start in Spain, then where did it? In the US. If it wasn't a flu virus, what was it? It was a bacteria that caused severe and, in most cases, lethal pneumonia. Long story short, during the first half of 1918, an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine cultured in horses by the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research in New York, now the Rockefeller University, was injected into soldiers at Fort Riley. The so-called Spanish flu was a vaccine experiment gone horribly wrong. 2 million of them went overseas. They fought under poor sanitary conditions, so the bacteria spread like wildfire wherever they went. The story was then spread that these soldiers would come home with all sorts of European diseases, so the American population was vaccinated as well. Who was in charge of that distribution and mass vaccination program? The Rockefeller Institute. Who was the main scientist in charge? Dr. Frederick Gates. Those who survived became cloud adults, meaning they spread the bacteria to others, even the non-vaccinated. In modern COVID days, we would call it shedding. The vaccinated infecting the non-vaccinated. Amazing coincidence, right? Frederick Gates then, Bill Gates now. Rockefeller Initiative then, Rockefeller Initiative now. Disease developed in Fort Riley, US then. Disease developed in Wuhan, China now. Closed down societies then. Closed down societies now. Cloud adults then. Shedding now. All for our own good, our own safety. Back then. And now.
Makes the Holy Spirit happy. We all know that we can grieve the Holy Spirit by our disobedience, but remember, we can also bring him joy by our obedience. When you choose to put down the phone to make time for prayer, when you choose to be spiritual instead of selfish, when you choose surrender instead of sin, when you choose Bible reading instead of social media scrolling, when you choose forgiveness instead of bitterness, when you choose faith instead of fear,
thank you. This video was submitted by Ryan, and he tells me that it was uploaded by a mother who likes to film herself doing silly games and rituals with her daughter in their very own apartment. However, they never seem to take any of these games serious, which of course, as many of you know, might be a dangerous act. That their apartment seems to be haunted doesn't really help the situation. This particular night, her daughter was filming her attempting another ritual, and while they weren't noticing anything at the time, there appeared something eerie once they rewatched their footage. Some say they can notice a grim face that is peeking out of the dark closet in the background. Could this be so? Of course, you never know if these videos are not staged. And while this is always possible, this could also be quite the eerie, creepy paranormal encounter. What do you think?
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Katie Turner is a famous singer. She is famous because of American Idol. I don't watch American Idol. I'm aware of it, right? It's part of the beast system like everything else in this world, especially entertainment. She's throwing up the devil horns here. It's probably because she's rock and roll. Is she just mimicking other celebrities that do this? Or is she doing this because she was told to do this? Or is she doing this on her own will? She is doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. There's no fooling around here. This is an Antichrist gesture. Not everyone's going to believe that or take it seriously, but that's up to them. People can pray about researching and about God showing them the truth of things. I don't think everyone does that. People don't want to bother. This is a conspiracy theory or something like that. But again, Katie Turner, famous singer because of American Idol, right? Most of us know reality TV isn't quite so realistic. It's planned and put together like everything else entertainment in this world. And she's doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. The 666 on its own is like the sign of success in this world. You have to throw it up to be pushed by the media. Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, use your discretion and discernment in all things. God bless you.
Jesus' name, and multiple sclerosis, get out of his body right now. We curse you, multiple sclerosis. You can't have him. He belongs to Jesus. Say this. Say, Jesus, you're my healer.
You're my healer, Father.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Thank you for forgiving me, Lord.
Thank you for how merciful you are.
Thank you for how merciful you are.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So multiple sclerosis, get out. Get out, multiple sclerosis.
Get out, Lord.
And all deep hurts be gone. All deep hurts from youth, from harsh words spoken over him, be canceled in Jesus' name. Be
Thank
gone
you,
right
Father.
Now. Pain leave also. Multiple sclerosis, go in Jesus' name.
Get out.
Go.
You, Lord.
Go in Jesus' name. Get out, multiple sclerosis. Pain, get out in Jesus' name. Now move your legs around. How are they feeling?
They actually feel better. Oh, God.
They feel better?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep moving around.
I have to.
Yeah. The pain is, go like this with your legs. Is the pain going away now? Is it
helpful? It is, sir.
Yeah.
Really? I'm talking about really.
I believe it.
I can't believe it.
I believe it.
It really is.
We've seen Jesus do many miracles.
Oh, God.
Say this. Say, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
For healing me.
For healing me.
Of multiple sclerosis.
Of multiple sclerosis.
And taking my pain.
Because
your word says.
Your word says.
Surely you have bore my pain.
Surely you have bore my pain.
Amen.
Amen.
So be healed right now in Jesus'
Thank
name.
You,
set free from all of that. All infirmity, get out in Jesus' name. Get out, infirmity. Get out, get out, get out.
Get out,
get out, get out. Get out.
We speak
Jesus'
full
name.
Restoration
life,
over you
life,
in Jesus'
life,
name.
Life, life. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's a 20.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah.
Oh, Lord!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus! Father, I'll be able to eat the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I won't even have to come back out
here. I'm here with Bob and... What's your name?
Dan,
and this is Mark. And Mark had this long thing wrapped around his wrist because he has a hurt
right here,
through his bone.
Up right here?
Yeah, swollen up right here. So I told Mark that I would pray for him and all this pain would go. And he says, really, without medicine? And I said, yes, really. So Mark, I told you to test it, do what you can or can't do, and tell
it
me.
Right here. I can't
yeah.
do it.
And
it's
the pain,
right, here.
Right.
It's pain right here.
And the pain level through 10?
It's a 10 right here.
Oh, it's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pray for you and then I'm going to have you tested again, all right?
Okay.
All right, so I want you to do nothing but just relax, okay? All I'm really going to do on yours, first of all, is I'm just going to blow on it. That's all I'm going to do. And then you're going to test it, all right?
Okay.
And you'll be honest, won't you?
I will.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Relax. Okay, be really honest. Test it out. Test it.
These are amazing.
Pain gone?
It's gone.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
I know you got a Buddha there, but the reason why is Jesus is real, he's alive, and we demonstrate that all the time. We see people healed of all kinds of things. Look at you, couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? That's Jesus. That's the power of Jesus. He's for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I don't pressure people. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't force people. But I do know this, is that Jesus does this to demonstrate that he's alive and real because he wants to come into people's hearts and to be their Lord and to save them. Do you have a desire to ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you?
You know what? I haven't thought about it. You know what? I never disregard Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I believe that Jesus exists,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, he's alive and real. He's... sits on the throne of heaven.
Yeah.
So, if you, I won't force you, but I gave you a card, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you would like to invite him in right now, we could say a prayer. But if you want to contemplate that, I gave you the card. I would love to meet with you again if you like.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
You want to do that?
I keep it.
Yeah.
You keep it.
Take me to your own.
Thank you.